So much has changed since September, just last month, when Democrat Hillary Clinton was facing questions about emails, her transparency, and a case of pneumonia. She still does face questions. The election is still on, but she's in a much stronger position. And she's taking time away from campaigning to prepare, as she always does, for, in this case, tomorrow's final debate. NPR's Tamara Keith covers the Clinton campaign and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How confident is Clinton's campaign?
Well, Hillary Clinton told the New York Times Magazine that she's, quote, not going to lose, which is maybe what every candidate says. But her campaign is also making moves that would indicate that their internal numbers agree. For instance, she's been off the trail for a few days, but she has some high profile surrogates out in some unlikely places. Bernie Sanders and Chelsea Clinton are campaigning for her today in Arizona, and they are very seriously competing in what should be red Arizona. They're going to spend $2 million there. And, you know, the race is within the margin of error in Arizona. They're also watching Georgia and Utah. And there's another state where her campaign is now running an ad. Take a listen.
She deserves your vote. At this moment in time, for Texas and America, Hillary for president.
Texas. Tam. Do they think they have a chance?
Yeah, they are expanding the map. I don't know that they think they have a chance in Texas, but they're spending enough money to run a week worth of ads.
Mm. So even though the Clinton campaign appears to be in a position of strength, it does have plenty of negative headlines of its own. The email controversy, it just doesn't go away. The FBI released some notes from that investigation yesterday. And what did we learn?
So this is just the latest release of notes from the investigation into her private server. It includes interviews with what seems to be a couple of different people at the FBI who say they felt pressure from a high-level person at the State Department to change the classification of one of the emails that came from her private server. And there was a mention in those documents of a possible quid pro quo to change the classification level. Both agencies deny this strenuously. The people at the FBI weren't involved in the later investigation into her server, and Clinton's campaign says they didn't know anything about these conversations. Plus, the classification didn't change, and the FBI didn't get what it was asking for. So it looks like there was neither a quid nor a quo, but it is a story with Hillary Clinton's name and the word email. And Donald Trump is trying to make the most of it, lashing out at the media for paying more attention to his sex scandals than this, and he put out a video yesterday.
This is one of the big breaking stories of our time, in my opinion. This shows corruption at the highest level. And we can't let it happen as American citizens.
And congressional Republicans are promising more hearings even after the election.
And certainly when Trump and Clinton are face to face at their debate tomorrow, she is going to have to answer questions about that during the debate.
And probably WikiLeaks as well. Campaign chairman's emails have been leaked out, and there have been a few nuggets in there as well. So expect an interesting debate.
Mm. Tamara's NPR's Tamara Keith, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And getting ready to fly to Nevada with the Clinton campaign ahead of the debate. And there will be live coverage of tomorrow night's final presidential debate in Los Angeles on many NPR stations, hosted by Robert Siegel, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be fact-checking.